Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. This is she. This is Ashley Mills.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How could I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm needing to get started on signing up for my unemployment. I have not registered or anything like that. This is the very beginning, and
Your
I don't
Social
know what to
Security
do.
number.
It is Social Security 416-35-6579.
416-35-6579.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said this is your first time filing an unemployment claim in the state of Alabama. And you have worked in the state in the last 18 months, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Spell the first name.
Ashley, Ashley
And the last name.
Mills, Mills.
Ashley Mills.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
9/18/1987.
Male or female?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11th grade.
And your mother's maiden name?
My mother's what?
Maiden name.
Oh, maiden, Massey. That's Massey.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Is it an Alabama driver's license?
Get it. It's a Mississippi driver's license.
The driver's license number.
I'm trying to get it out here. I can see. Okay, I see it now. 8023-15049.
8023-15049. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
I guess check my checking account. Is
Will this
there
be
any
with a
fee?
traditional bank account?
What's a traditional, like just the one I use every day?
A traditional bank account is an actual bank account and not any prepaid cards or online banking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a Chase Bank account or Chase Bank.
Routing number.
Okay. Let me get that for you. I'm getting on my app here to get it. Okay. You need account or routing number first?
The routing number first, please.
Okay, the routing number is 0440 0000037.
044-000037.
Yes.
The account number.
It is 738-624-1144.
738-624-1144.
Yes.
Your mailing address.
It is 2922 Alice Hall Road, Golden, Mississippi, 38847.
And you said that was Golden, Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
2922 Alice Hall Road, Golden, Mississippi, 38847.
That's correct.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Uh-huh.
Has the address changed in the last year?
No.
Your telephone number?
256-902-2745.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is that 122 County Road 34? 16004 Avocado Drive, 2501 Poplar Springs Drive, 41 Thagard Drive, or none of the above?
What was the first one?
122 County Road 34.
122 County Road 34. Yes, the 122 County Road 34. Is that in the Dennis, Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever purchased property before?
No.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is that a 2000 Daewoo Lanos, 2001 Mercedes-Benz, 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix, 2005 Buick, or none of the above?
Pontiac. I had a Pontiac.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
Yes.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
Trade readjustment allowances.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, one moment. When was the last day that you worked?
The last day that I worked?
Yes.
I think it was December the 3rd. Let me look at my calendar right quick. It was a couple of weeks ago. December the 2nd.
Okay.
It was December. No, I'm in June. Good Lord. No, it was the 1st. December the 1st.
Okay. Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically? I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I was going to give you my start date when I started my previous job. And
I wouldn't need that information just yet.
Oh, okay.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I took a leave while I was working. I was hospitalized. and Muscle Shoals for mental disorder. So, and then I just got laid off.
Okay, so the question is, since Sunday, as in yesterday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I'm not.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Just first shift.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension, other than Social Security, from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Fifteen to 20 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12 an hour.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Your job title?
Sidewall.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
I am.
What's the name of the employer, as in the name of the company on the pay stub?
That I worked for, or I put in the application for?
That you were just working for.
Tiffin Motor Homes of Red Bay, Alabama.
A telephone number to the employer.
That is 256-356-8661.
And you said the day you started working there was when?
June the 20th, I think, because they hold you 2 weeks back. And I got my first paycheck was July the 1st. So that would put me starting on a Monday, June the 20th.
Of this year?
Uh-huh.
And you said that was Red Bay, Alabama, correct?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That would include vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay.
No, ma'am. I just got my last paycheck.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
Layoff. I have all my paperwork in the lap.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Would that greatly affect income tax?
It's all up to you, ma'am. You can pay your taxes now or pay them at the end of the year.
I'm sorry?
I said it's all up to you, ma'am. You can pay the taxes now or pay them at the end of the year.
Oh, okay. I just don't hold it out.
Okay. I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Yes. My PIN number to call you guys?
No, to file your weekly certification. And I'm about to provide you with further instruction.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm ready for the PIN.
The PIN number is going to be 7987.
7987.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. You will need to keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for an eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local employment service or career center in your area. A failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of your benefits, okay?
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is going to be www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. So please make sure you're filing your PERS certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Okay, this upcoming Sunday. I need to call
before
5 number.
P.m. Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And I'll put the PIN number in when I call Sunday.
Correct.
All right. And what about jobs that I put in on the internet that doesn't do paper applications? That
when you go to your local career center, they'll give you further instruction.
Career center?
Yes, your local career center or employment service in your area. I'm not sure, ma'am. We're not Mississippi. We're Alabama.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I think that's all I've got.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line, and you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.